Mix 94.7 KMCH. We go from the Cattleman's Banquet to a man who enjoys a good steak. I would assume that's correct. Oh, did they?
I love good steak.
No, you could. No, they work if you want to try them. I forgot I didn't even have them on for Sarah. I'm a terrible host.
Well, you know, we're...
You're not supposed to agree so quickly, Tim. It hurts when you do that. Tim Vick along with us, City of Manchester. How you been? Good, sir?
Good, good. You know, I really could go for a good steak right now.
Well, I know where you could find one.
What time does that start?
4:30 to 5:30 is the drive-through. 5:30 to 8 is the sit-down.
Okay.
Ribeye, baked potato, green beans.
Yeah. Try to keep me away.
Yeah. Well, and over at Vic's Stately Manor, you'll smell it coming wafting from the fairgrounds if we play the wind just right. So
let's hope the wind's not that strong.
If it was, we got bigger problems. So city council meeting last night or yesterday, what's the big takeaways, good sir?
You know, really it was one of the shortest council meetings I've, agenda-wise, that
good.
I've seen.
Yeah.
We only had one regular agenda item, and it was a big, an important item, in dealing with the airport and how we're handling land acquisition. You know, one of the things we're talking about is bringing our airport up to the minimum standards now for the general aviation airport classification that it's at. What we need to do is widen the runway, lengthen the runway, and get some airspace as well so that we can control where that glide slope is. All these technical terms that the FAA has. So really, you know, we've been negotiating with property owners for 3 years now, trying to acquire land. We've gone through two different assessments and having property appraised. Midwest Right-Away was the company that we were using to do the negotiations. They are now at a stalemate with three of the property owners. There's five tracts of land that we need. The tracts of land that we're looking at was what was identified by the FAA and approved by the FAA as part of our airport layout plan as we looked at increasing our runway width and length. Because you know, initially when we started doing this, we've been working on this for over 20 years.
Oh, wow. Okay.
But, you know, we really got to this point now when we were approached by a former landowner and he had an interest in selling land to this airport that we needed to lengthen the runway. And so, obviously, government doesn't work very fast.
You've heard that, okay.
So we had to do an environmental assessment. We had to do the airport layout plan. So this took a couple of years to do. Well, things occurred. Life happens. Land was sold. New property owner is a little bit more reluctant on selling it. So we're now to the point where we need to move forward. So the council has directed the city attorney to go ahead and continue the negotiations. And unfortunately, if we're not able to get something, a purchase agreement put in place, we will have to start the eminent domain process. It's not something the council wants to do.
I was gonna say, I would assume that's just absolutely last resort.
It absolutely is. If we can get to an agreement, you know, we're offering what we feel is a fair price. And again, we've gone through two appraisals. The first appraisal was done 3 years ago, and then land prices skyrocketed around here. So we said, hey, you know what? We need to reevaluate what we have. Went through and had another appraisal done. Now, when the appraisers come in and do that, they look at the land, they evaluate everything, do comparables. But the FAA requires us to have a second appraiser to review the work of the first appraiser.
Okay.
So it is reviewed by multiple sets of eyes. And this is really kind of the funding that the FAA says, this is what we're willing to do.
So it's like a second opinion on the second opinion, almost.
That's exactly right.
Gotcha. Tim Vick with us from the City of Manchester. I've been asked by the news director to ask a couple questions because she pays a lot closer attention to this stuff than I do. So question number one, we've talked about the overview and the importance. Like, let's look 5, 10, 15 years down the road. As this runway gets expanded, what does it mean for the city then?
Well, you know, we're going to be able to safely handle larger planes and more traffic. You know, we had a new aerial spray company come in and build a new hangar. So we've got three new planes here. We're working with the agricultural community. We're bringing people that can, you know, do the fungicide and stuff like that. But that's also bringing jobs here. So, we, you know, with them working in town, I know they had three mechanics out there working on their stuff on top of working with the local Three Rivers and Innovative Ag and those types of companies and the farmers to spray their fields. So it does bring economic development in as part of it as well. We have a number of businesses here in town that have planes because they have large areas that they service.
Yeah.
Sometimes the insurance companies get a little cranky about them landing the planes on a smaller runway.
I could understand that, yeah.
So, you know, it's really for us, you know, this was really a really small airport designed for real small planes, a Cub Cadet type thing, or small Cub. So we're wanting to make sure we can handle
it. The Cub Cadet plane has a mower attached to it. I don't know. Hey. It's got a blade deck under it.
Trimmer, too.
Exactly. Goes right through. Tim Vick with us. Another one of the questions is, and we mentioned it earlier, eminent domain is the absolute last resort. But is it something that, you know, and folks are going to ask, well, do you have to do that? Can you alter the plans? Can they be altered if you don't get these negotiations done? Can you go back to the drawing board, or is it, this is kind of how it has to be?
Honestly, this is kind of how it has to be, because in order for us to do something different, we're either taking out Old 20, we're buying more farmland in order to turn the runway, and we still have to have the same amount of land that the runway currently sits on and the airspace. So it really is not cost effective. It just doesn't make sense to do it. And we evaluated that when we did our airport layout plan and worked with the FAA. Now, we presented this information to the FAA, and they said, look, you just need the one runway. You need to lengthen it and widen it.
Gotcha. And it's going to lengthen to the north obviously, because you can't on the south side. Next question, from the council perspective, thoughts from them, like any kind of thoughts, feedback from the council?
You know, they really would prefer to do this in a voluntary manner, but if we have to, this is really about commerce. It's about economic development. It's growth. It's a Federal Aviation Administration. It's an airport, so it's transportation. So unfortunately, that's, you know, again, we don't really want to go through the eminent domain, but if we have to, we will.
If anybody has questions, obviously we're going to keep up to date on this. And anybody that wants to ring your phone and say, hey, Tim, I need your chili recipe, or tell me about the airport, how can they get a hold of you?
They can reach me. My direct line is 927-1116.
Anything else on your mind? I mean, I know we've talked about the airport. Anything else going on?
Yeah. Can we get it to stop snowing for the next 2 weeks?
Well, they pulled my license. I can't have that. I don't have a say in that anymore. But I will tell you this. Kudos to the crews last week that cleaned things up so quickly after that Wednesday night, Thursday morning. And we both left the golf course, Pin Oak, about the same time. It was like snowballs falling out of the sky out there.
It was huge. That one, you know, that was a heavy, wet thing. I didn't like that at all.
Yeah. But I saw the thing go by. It was like almost like chopping corn. You have that go by, and it shoots it out in the back of the truck. Like, that's pretty nifty.
I tell you what, that snowblower is a lifesaver.
Oh, yeah.
We can load a double or a tandem axle dump truck in about 45 seconds.
Is it available for hire?
Tim, no.
If you leave now, you can make it down to my house in about an hour and a half. Tim Vick, always good to see you, my friend. Picks for NFL. We're down to the NFC and AFC. Who are you picking?
I got to be honest with you. My Saints are out. But ISU grad Brock Purdy's doing it with the NFL 49ers, and also George Kittle from the University of Iowa. God, I got to love to follow those guys.
I'm hoping for a 49ers Chiefs Super Bowl.
You know, that would be pretty cool.
Always good to see you. Thanks for the time. We're going to put this whole conversation on our website at kmch.com.